promoting your book. We're still going on in this series, and it doesn't look like we're going to be letting up anytime soon. But the good news is today we're going into what's my jam. This is my jam. It's networking. You're probably saying, what is networking? How do I do it? And is it really all that in a bag of chips? Yeah, I used a dated reference. Screw you if you don't like it. Hopefully that hasn't offended you. You haven't tuned out from the podcast just yet. So make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It's Dale here, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about my favorite thing in self-publishing books. And here we are in episode 94 of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. And if you happen to be listening to this through Apple, Stitcher, Google, any number of those providers, or even watching it on YouTube, which hopefully you are watching on YouTube. If you're not, go on over there right now, dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast. Hit that subscribe and become part of the 1,000 sub club. Yeah, that's right. We're almost getting ready to hit 1,000 subscribers over on the YouTube podcast channel. So thank you so much to each and every single one of you. Let me know inside the comments on YouTube if you're watching this and if you are subscribed. If you aren't subscribed, what are you doing? Hit that subscribe and then ring that bell notification. So here we go. Let's just get right into things because this is going to be a episode that's chock full of things. But before we do get into that, I want to let you know that today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by the fine folks over Author Brand Kits. For everyone who's asked me about websites for the past 5+ years, there's finally, and I mean finally, a solution for the indie author community. For authors, by authors, it's Author Brand Kits. It's a one-stop shop for building your author brand for less than you'll pay to have a website designed. Visit dalelinks.com/ABK to get 25% off for a limited time. Yeah, that's right. If you want 25% off, you gotta go now. Now, don't be too late on this one. It is stellar. This is one of those sponsorships I am just giddy to be part of. So thank you to Author Brand Kits for the sponsorship. All right, so what is networking? A lot of people might hear that. It's so funny, every now and then I'll say networking and some people think I'm talking about network marketing. No. This is not like some MLM type thing. No, networking is essentially, in its most barest form, professionals communicating with other professionals. You're getting to know the person and communicating with somebody within your business or even outside of your business. But what do you gain from networking? Well, first of all, you gain connections. Having connections can make your life so much easier. And here's the beauty of it too, is you make a few friends in the process. And I'll tell you, you can definitely get by with the help with some friends. And the Beatles weren't wrong in saying that. The next thing we got to discuss, this is something you hear some people and you're like, oh, it's all about the people you know. Guess what? That's not a conspiracy theory. That is 100% cold, hard truth. It is about the people you know. Those that are successful weren't somebody that was housed up in some shack out in the middle of the woods with no internet connection, no connection to anybody in life. They're not going to be successful out there in the middle of nowhere. Okay? We need to make sure we're surrounding ourselves with other business professionals so that way we can really just lock arms and go to the successful finish line that we're all headed to. It's all about the people you know. Think about that. You ever watch an Adam Sandler movie? Okay, some of you probably groaning out there, oh, I don't like Adam Sandler movies. Or maybe you're saying, oh, Dale, I love Adam Sandler movies. Well, to use this as an example. If you've watched Adam Sandler movies, at least a few of them, you will notice time and again that there is like a regular cast and crew that comes over onto his movies. Those are Adam's personal friends. He brings them on. He gives them jobs and such. So tell me, that's not about the people you know, okay? Because they got in on there. They had the Adam Sandler effect, as I would refer to it. They knew him, so they were able to get employment through him. They had other opportunities open up because of that exposure. Let me give you some examples on how networking can really help you out. Do you need business cards? Well, good news. You can reach out to X, Y, or Z, this person that you met over, let's say, at a conference. They do business cards. They do great ones. Let's say you want help with social media. Great. So-and-so that you met on a virtual meetup has just the ticket. They help manage a number of social media accounts. They've got the testimonials and they have the proof. What if you need a print run done ASAP? You don't have time to go through Kindle Direct Publishing. You don't have time to go to Ingram Spark because Lord knows they take a long time to ship out their proofs. What if you knew somebody that was an offset printer? Someone who owns an offset printing company that's local. You could probably go to them and have it done. You essentially have within networking, within your network, help at your fingertips. And though sometimes you'll find, well, you're going to meet someone and go, I'm not really sure how this is going to fit or work out. But the cool thing is, if you keep open dialogue with this person, something's going to fall into place eventually that you're going to need it. A long time ago, when I was learning to become a personal trainer, my fitness mentor, Fraser Ferguson, said to me, when I asked, I said, Fergie, how do you know so many exercises? And he said, well, just when you need it, it's available to you. He's like, it's not like he used those exercises all the time. There were some of them that he thought, oh, well, I need this. Or, oh, I'm going to try that. It wasn't like he used these 50,000 different exercise variations all the time. So the nice thing is with networking is you're going to build this deep network of folks. And someone may not be able to service or be of service to you, but they will eventually. Or in some instances, you might be of service to somebody else and reciprocate that in some capacity. Do you abuse that relationship? No, not by any stretch. You don't go, I know this guy, he's got a 100,000 email subscriber list and I'm going to hound him until he, you know, puts me in his email newsletter. No. Be cool. That's going to be the very first thing. You don't want to be weird, okay? So how do you network? Told you what is networking. How do you do it? All right, this day and age, and of course, as probably this is going to date this podcast right away, we're right now in the middle of the pandemic, hopefully getting towards the end of it, some lockdown throughout the world. So some of these solutions may not make sense right now, but it will eventually. But there's three ways we can do it. And the very first two you can do right now, regardless of a lockdown or whatnot. The very first way for networking, and this is the easiest way, is social media. Social media is dead simple to be able to connect with other people, get to know, like, and trust other people, and get that in return. Between Facebook groups, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever you feel comfortable on, whatever platform you feel good about is where you should be going. Let me give you a great example of how networking really worked out big time, not only for me, but for this person I'm going to talk about. I was in a Facebook group of my mentor, Jason Brock. It's called like the Hustle Project or something like that. A bunch of self-publishers were in it back in the day. And one of his moderators, you know, I just saw her kind of posting some stuff. And every now and then she would engage with people. And I had a client of mine. And I was at the time kind of complaining. I'm like, man, my work's getting too busy. I need to find a good virtual assistant. But none of these people are cutting the mustard. Like, it's just not working out. Because I would find someone, I'm like, oh, this is terrible. Ah, I would just find someone, fire them. Find someone, fire them. Find someone. It was horrible. Well, my client said to me, well, have you checked out, insert this moderator? And I was like, no, I didn't know she was an assistant. And mind you, she's in the United States. So I always thought like virtual assistants are just overseas. Like, well, there's virtual assistants everywhere and some are in the United States. So I reached out to this person and it is now going on 5 years I've been working with her and her name's Ava Fales. Ava has been a blessing to my business and somebody I've just kind of viewed as a partner within business. And all of this because of networking, because I was talking with the client. The client knew Ava. So the client made the introduction between Ava and myself. And this just blossomed and just grew. It's just an amazing relationship. So you can see how that was huge for me. Now, the other example would be on, say, like Twitter. Twitter is amazing. Don't sleep on this, folks. I used to treat it like the redhead stepchild, and I would just link dump a bunch of stuff, and I didn't care nothing about that place. But then I started finding, like, people were reaching out to me. People wanting podcast interviews. They were wanting to get it to where they would have me promote their products, things like that. And I even landed sponsorships through Twitter. Yeah, it's crazy to know, but I was able to break ground with a number of companies and services to get sponsorships through Twitter, of all places. Social media is huge. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about etiquette and what you should be doing a little bit later. Etiquette is universally applicable. Okay, regardless if you're on social media or an in-person conference or a virtual meetup. And that is going to be the next point I'm coming to. How do you network? Number two, virtual meetups. First of all, if you don't know where they're at, create your own. DIY. Zoom, you can get 100% free, folks. Now, granted, if you get like a group together, they'll limit you to like 40 minutes. 40 minutes is more than enough to get together. You can always use Google Hangouts. Get people to join on that. There's a number of free platforms that you can do to create some type of group meetups. And you can always just put it together through your email list, through Facebook, through LinkedIn, a number of places like that. So it's really not all that hard. Or just reach out within your community. Now, this could be your virtual community or even your physical community. Reaching out there and saying, hey, does anybody know of any networking that I can get involved in? I would love to kind of connect with people. A great example, one of the our longtime followers here, the channel Angstaz, actually is involved in Toastmasters. Toastmasters is a fantastic opportunity for not only improving your ability to speak in front of a group of people, but also to network with other business professionals who have similar goals. So when she shared this within the Discord, I was like, everybody must get on top of this. Now, granted, I didn't get to it because honestly, I'm so freaking busy lately that I'm not able to do that. But I would highly recommend Toastmasters is a fantastic one to look into. And if there's virtual meetups of that, do it. Do it. You will thank me later. Get to know those people. Again, we're going to kind of talk about etiquette here in a second. And last but not least, once when all this pandemic subsides and we're back to semi-normal life, local meetups. Look for local chamber of commerces, meetup.com, local libraries, Craigslist if you're really wanting to kind of find something. I found some of the greatest ones through chamber of commerce and meetup.com. Meetup.com has a ton of opportunities. I've met some great people through meetup.com. Chamber of Commerce meetings, most times you're going to have to pay like a membership or something, but most of them will at least allow you come in for like 1 to 2 meetings. And take advantage of that. You can always go into like 1 to 2 meetings at a Chamber of Commerce for free, see if it's a good fit for you and if it's worth investing in. And most times, like a chamber of commerce, it's not expensive. You're not going to have to pay thousands of dollars per month, especially if you're just a small business owner. But what about etiquette? Here's how etiquette goes. Okay, the very first thing is you're going to need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable if you're an introvert. If you're an extrovert, this is built for you. All you got to do is introduce yourself. It's the wildest thing. Just walk up to the nearest person and say, hey, what's up? How's it going? My name's Dale. I'm a self-published author, and I do videos over on YouTube sharing how people can do that too. What do you do? That simple. Here's the key, though. You're going to want to make sure that you learn more about the other person than you share about yourself. It's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel really weird for you. If you're the type of person that just loves to talk about yourself and share about your book and things like that, but I implore you, don't do it. Because you're going to find that people are going to be more interested in you when you ask more of them. Because by the time you've exhausted all of the questions with them, they're going to be like, this person's super cool. I need to know what they do. So you say you do something on YouTube, Dale? What is that? At that point, I'd be happy to share. So introduce yourself, ask questions. Here's the big key. Remember names. This is going to feel really awkward at first. If you've got to do it, you got to do it. But sometimes you're going to forget someone's name. You're a human being. It will happen. Just say to the person, hey, you know, I know we just met like earlier in this meeting. What was your name again? Write it down. Ingrain it into your brain. One of the things I like to do is I say their name twice after they have said it. They introduce themselves. Let's say, for instance, they're like, hey, my name is Kelly. Oh, it's great to meet you, Kelly. What do you do, Kelly? Something like that. It seems really ridiculous, but the thing is, it's going to start to ingrain it in your brain. And one thing I like to do is I try to associate something about the person's name and what they look like visually. So I try to lock that type of thing on. So it could probably be, I don't know, Kelly with the brown straight hair. I don't know. Something out there. I'm just using my wife as an example here, folks. Something that is going to help you out. One thing that will really help you out is if you're in the conversation, you find this person intriguing, you're just really connecting and you're vibing with them, everything's going really well, ask them for a business card. They don't have a business card. Say, hey, how can I get in touch with you? Write that stuff down and put a note on it like Kelly with the brown hair. Something that will ingrain it in your brain so you can remember their name. Get contact info only when it's relevant. You know, don't just do like, hey, can I get your phone number? What? Yeah. It feels weird, you know, when you go and grab someone's phone number and you're like, I don't really need to call this person. So get the relevant info. Especially like, you don't want to get someone's phone number if you're never going to call them. Get their email address. Get all that relevant info so that way it's all set. Don't make it weird. Don't force your business card onto someone without them even asking, all right? I get this so much where someone crams me their like business card. Why are you giving this to me? I just met you, dude. Like, if someone asks you for a business card, give them that business card. If they haven't asked it to you and it doesn't seem appropriate, don't give it to them. Because to me, when somebody crams a business card in my hands, they're telling me, well, I want you to throw this away for me. Okay, no problem. Boom. All right. Next one. Don't overshare. Don't be that guy who talks for minutes at a time when you're asked to have an elevator pitch. I've been at some of these local chamber of commerce meetings, and you got this one clown. Everybody always, it's like the person will set up the meeting and go, okay, so you get 30 seconds to share what you're going to be talking about, and we're going to move on. You get this guy, I know I'm over my half minute. Well, that means you need to stop. Shut up. Just be quiet, all right? You had a half minute to get your elevator pitch out. You're over. Oh, too bad. So sad. Move on. Don't overshare. The next thing is keep it professional, folks. Avoid going over the top. So no cursing, all right? I know even if that's your thing, even if you're Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, you don't need to be going to any of these networking meetings, dropping F-bombs and things like that. Don't show anything short of your best self. But in the same instance, folks, be yourself. Be yourself. Know when you got to dial it back. If you're the type of person who curses like a sailor, know when you need to dial it up a little bit. If you're kind of like a wallflower, you're an introvert. After the meeting, track all relevant names and contact info. There's a number of apps that actually will scan business cards and has a follow-up sequence where it'll say, hey, you should probably email so-and-so. You just met them last month at the Chamber of Commerce meeting. And set reminders to follow up with yourself if you don't have an app like that. I recommend just get the app. Some of those apps can cost, like they're free. Some of them are like $1, $5, things like that. It's well worth it. The follow-up is going to be very simple. You can do it via email, phone call, video chat. Only do it when the contact info was willingly given to you. Don't just approach somebody out of nowhere. Hey, you remember me from the other meeting? Yeah, you were weird. Now you're being double weird by getting a hold of me like this. This is weird. Here's the really cool thing. This is where it kind of gets fun. Is in networking, you're going to get the most out of it when you start to grow that network and get it to where you cross-pollinate the people that you know. Introduce people to other people. So when you introduce somebody, the very first thing is you need to see the benefit in creating the connection. So even though I might have, let's say, for instance, a werebear shapeshifter author who is prolific, and then I've got this guy who, I don't know, manufactures Post-it notes. I don't see any correlation between these two right now. I'm not going to be like, hey, you should, oh, unless, of course, the Post-it note guy says, I love werebear shapeshifter novels. Oh, you're going to love this novelist. You're going to love this person. Or the werebear shapeshifter author goes, you know what? I need some Post-it notes. I'd love to have them branded. Oh, great. Let's go ahead and introduce the two. That makes sense. The very first thing you need to do before you make an introduction is you got to get kind of a permission. You got to lay the groundwork as well. Now, unless it's an in-person meeting, permission's probably going to be a little less necessary, but laying the groundwork is still necessary. Meaning that, hey, I want to introduce you to this author. They write werebear shapeshifter novels. Or, hey, I want to introduce you to this person who does Post-it notes. You're going to want to make sure that you kind of validate this person and say, oh, they do X, Y, and Z. If they agree to meeting the other person, make the introduction. Be brief in your intro. It's not about you. Okay? Give a brief bio of each person. And the most important thing is, how important is this connection? What is the reason that you're creating this connection between these two people? Because otherwise, they're just going to be like, well, cool. Dale's a good guy, right? And they're just left to their own devices. Hey, folks, we're going to start to wrap up today's longer podcast. I want to let you know, special thanks out to our sponsors, Author Brand Kits. Check out Author Brand Kits for yourself. They take care of everything for you, everything from websites to email to social media and so much more. Visit dalelinks.com/ABK and get 25% off for a limited time. Final tips when it comes to networking, folks. All right, listen, networking is nothing that's going to be perfect. You're going to have some hits and you're going to have some misses. You're going to make an introduction that's going to be like, ooh, why did I do that? They don't seem to like each other. And then other times you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is a match made in heaven. And then there's going to be some meetings you're going to show up to and you're going to go, oh my gosh, that was a waste of my time. And then there's going to be some time where you're going to be like, that was the time of my life. The important thing is you have to stick to it in order to see the real results to it in promoting your book. Because you don't just want to show up to a networking meeting and just cram your book in people's faces. They're not going to feel that. But when you start to build a relationship and communicate with those folks and give of yourself to them, they will most likely reciprocate that in kind. I'd recommend take a look at local charities. And you're going to find that a lot of really cool people that already give of themselves are good, positive people to surround yourself. And positivity is something that really we could all use these days. The next thing is going to be ask around for referrals. Referrals are key. Hey, do you know of any networking meetings I can join? Do you know of a Toastmasters I could join? All these are great. What I would recommend is try something new every month, at least once per month. I challenge you, if you're listening to this podcast, try something new for networking. Maybe you just reach out to somebody over on Twitter, just DM somebody. Say, hey, how's it going? I just happened to notice X, Y, and Z. I met some great people through LinkedIn this way. Good friend of mine, Terry Pappy. Terry's just fantastic. Met her through a friend that we corresponded through LinkedIn initially. It was an awesome introduction. Just try something new every month. Hey, folks, I actually go deep dive on this particular topic here. Yeah, over in the book called Promotional Strategies for Books. It's available right now. Over on various retail outlets, actually go over to dalelinks.com/ASP, that's Amazon Self-Publisher, to grab your copy of Promotional Strategies for Books right away. Next week, folks, we are going to be diving a little bit more into promoting your book with an email newsletter. We're going to be talking about some of the benefits of that. I promise we won't go too long next week. It'll be a little shorter, kind of like it normally is. Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and do me a favor, leave me a review. I saw a couple of you already. My apologies, I was going to read it today, but today's going a little long. In the meantime, I will chat with you folks next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.